Welcome back to another season of Scoop with a Soup. I'm Christy Martin, Superintendent of Washington Local Schools. Each episode, we'll sit down with guests from across our district to share updates, highlight events, and give you a behind-the-scenes look at the changes and successes shaping our district. This is the place to get the real scoop from the soup.
Hello, I am here with two special guests, and actually, this is the first time I've had board members on my podcast. So that's, you know, last year we didn't do that. So this year I've added you on. And so if I'd like you to introduce yourselves, if you can go ahead.
Absolutely. Thank you, Christy. Well, I am Lauren Moore. I am a newly elected board member. This is my second year of my four-year term. And just a little bit about myself, I attended Washington Local Schools from kindergarten all the way to 12th grade. And believe it or not, Christy Martin was my junior high principal.
Fun fact.
Yes. I'm sure she gets that a lot. But yeah, I was really motivated to run as a school board member because I'm just vested in the district. I was born and raised in Toledo. Again, went through the school district, started in kindergarten at Trilby and then Washington and then finished at Whitmer. And I'm a third generation graduate as well. So my grandfather and my father both graduated from Whitmer. So I just love the district with everything inside of me. And right before I decided to run, I was just immersed in serving at our church that my husband and I attend and just pouring into the next generation just really ignited this fire and passion in me to pour into the youth here at Washington Local and just give myself to a district that truly gave so much to me.
I love that. Yeah. And you also did meet your husband at Whitmer High School.
I think that's important to say.
Did you have a good experience?
I did. I met the love of my life, and he truly is my better half.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Hall?
Thank you, Christy. Yeah, this has been incredible. And just another way, you know, you've prioritized transparency and, you know, keeping everybody in the district, really giving them a voice and highlighting, you know, the great things going on. But like Lauren, I also attended Washington Local, K through 12, started at Hiawatha, then Washington and Whitmer. I also had the opportunity to be under the leadership of Ms. Bronikowski in Washington, and then Mrs. Martin at Whitmer, and then Mrs. Bronikowski again.
Yes.
So it's been good to, you know, come on the board and see some familiar faces with people that I've worked with in different capacities or learned under. I was also elected in 2023. Mrs. Moore, we're going to have to stop saying newly elected.
I know. We're halfway done with our term.
But yeah, my experiences throughout the district in Washington Local, that was a huge motivating factor to run. And at that time, I think there was, you know, we were coming off the tail end of a lot of divisiveness. And I just think there was a real need for a voice for people in the buildings. And I think that with us as board members and our fellow board members and Superintendent Martin, we've really accomplished that or made good headway in 2 years. Mm-hmm. So,
I just realized you were their boss.
Yes.
And now they're your boss.
Yes.
Have you ever interviewed your boss?
About that.
It's, you know what? I think we said this when we were in a classroom once, and the kids said, wait, and they did say this. They're, they're your boss. You're older than them. And I said, kids, the lesson is, you know, dream big. You just never know.
Be kind to everyone.
Correct.
That's right. You never know who's going to be your boss one day.
But, you know, and I say this about all of the students I've had is I'm always proud of the work they do and they go out and they graduate and their success story. So it really is kind of a cool experience for me to be able to say that I have two of my former students that are now my board member bosses. So love that. So the reason I kind of had you on today is last year you guys came to me with a little idea about getting into buildings. Mm-hmm. And then I think you coined a little phrase. Can one of you talk a little bit about Board on the Move last year?
Yeah, absolutely. So my first month on the board, I was just overjoyed with all of the gifts that we received from the principals and the students during Board Appreciation Month, which is in January. And I figured, man, you know, it'd be great to write a thank you card and just deliver it. And I did that over the course of, you know, again, my first month on the board in January. And that just ignited, you know, in me this idea, you know, why can't we get in the schools regularly? Right. You know, we can, you know, introduce ourselves to new staff and love on the kiddos. And so that was really where the idea began. And Brady and I had a shared vision. We sat down over coffee. If anybody knows anything about Brady, he drinks a lot of coffee. So it was probably 7 p.m. and he was having his sixth cup of coffee. But we were just pumped up thinking about and envisioning and imagining, you know, what this could be. Absolutely. And how we could just positively impact the culture of the district. I mean, we already have so many good things going. How can we contribute, you know, even more as newly elected officials? I'll let Brady kind of share a little bit more about what last year looked like and how it compares kind of to this year and how we've pivoted a little bit.
For sure. And, you know, I want to echo on the fact of, you know, we were elected in November and then we took office in January. And that being Board Appreciation Month, every year each building principal provides the gifts. And I remember coming in and thinking, you know, they do it every year. We don't really know them real well. Maybe a few we know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, these are probably going to be generic gifts, you know, just a routine thing. But when you read the cards, you saw the gifts, the thought and time that they really put in to appreciating what we do, it was motivating to give back and say, you know, you guys do the work here. You know, we start at the top, but you're the boots on the ground. So it was motivating to get in the buildings. It was kind of funny. You know, we were in a race where there were two seats and we had somewhat ran against each other. But as we got to know each other towards the end, we realized that our vision was pretty similar. So having the opportunity to serve alongside you in that capacity, it really was the platform of something great. And last year, being in the buildings, we had so many new teachers and teachers that we just didn't know that taught at buildings other than the ones we went to. And I think we prioritized meeting them and just learning their names, maybe a little bit about their family. But this year, we have concentrated more on spending time in the buildings, a more intentional visit, learning the family's names and remembering them, right? Mm-hmm. So just knowing our staff and knowing the ones that really, you know, are boots on the ground. I think that's been the concentrate.
Sorry to interrupt you. I've never been on a board on the move. Yeah. So what do you pop into classrooms? Do you just say hi to the kids? Like, what does it look like?
Yeah. So the first year was, as Brady mentioned, just a lot of getting to know the buildings, walking through even Silver Creek and Shoreland, some of our newer buildings, and getting a really good grasp and handle on the different classrooms, what we offer. And then where we've pivoted this year is more of when we get, you know, to Jefferson, for example, which was our most recent board on the move. You know, we were greeted by Ms. Karras, and then we set off to a couple different classrooms. And so we sat in and we participated with the students.
Fun.
Yeah.
It is. And I think, like, the principals always, you know, attend with you, and they're very proud of their buildings and their staff and their mm-hmm. kids and the work they do. So I think it's nice for the principals to walk you around and highlight things. Yeah. And then mm-hmm. the teachers' rooms that you're spending time in, they've also volunteered to have you in.
That's
there.
Right.
And they're proud of their work and their students. So it really is fun to see students shine, teachers shine, and they get to, I guess, show off a little bit for the board members. And it's mm-hmm. you guys vote on things for them. So
right.
for you to be able to see the things that you're voting on kind of come full circle is really nice.
And the nature of the role, just, you know, we vote on the contract. So it can be like we're their boss, but we wanted to really change the narrative there, that we're not coming in to evaluate. We're not coming in as intimidating. We're coming in to, you know, meet our students, meet you. We want to know about you. We want to show you that, you know, this is your home just as much as it is ours. You know, we're a team here.
Yeah,
I think we've changed that culture. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I will say this. Oftentimes, they've had the teachers, so they're, you know, it's fun because they know a lot of the staff.
Do you call them by their first name?
Well, it's a 45 minute. It's supposed to be 45 minutes, and generally we're there for anywhere from 60 to maybe an hour.
Depends on how many staff they run into that they've known or had as teachers. So it is fun. I think it's very lighthearted and really good intentions. I say this all the time. I'm really fortunate that I have five board members that are visible, that attend events, that care about kids. You know, that is the nice thing about our current Board of Education. So I'm really fortunate to be able to have that. And I think you two getting in the classrooms as being newer board members has been really great for you to kind of get a handle on what's happening.
Thank you for being so supportive of it.
Yeah. I can say I worked in another district for a decade and never knew a board member, not a single one. So it's really cool that our staff will know you.
Mm-hmm. So for anyone that's listening to this and they ask, well, you know, what does a board member do? Can you talk a little bit about what is your job as a board member? Mm-hmm. Whoever wants to take that one.
Yeah, so I can start. So our job as elected officials is to set policy and really the direction. So we want to establish and review policies that help kind of guide the district and really ensuring that we're working in conjunction with like state and federal regulations and upholding our community values, because we're elected officials. We are elected by the community. So we want to ensure that the decisions we're making and what we're voting on are aligned with the values that of our community. And then fiscal responsibility, certainly we want to steward tax dollars well. And that entails, you know, I sit on the finance committee. I'm privileged to sit next to the infamous Jeff Falk. So I sit on that committee with our board president, Mr. Murphy, and we're constantly looking at the budget. Christy probably gets sick of us asking, is it on time? Is it on budget?
Nope. Now I ask it, so.
Yeah, yes. So just, again, upholding fiscal responsibility and, you know, where I'll kind of end is just making sure that anybody listening knows that, you know, we're here to govern, not manage. Mm-hmm. It's important for us to focus on the oversight and accountability, really leaving, you know, the day-to-day operations to the superintendent, Christy Martin, and, you know, to Jeff Falk as well. So CFO, CEO, you know, they're handling kind of day-to-day operations and we're, you know, kind of the oversight.
I think that is a misconception. You know, it's board members, we don't have degrees in education. So we're here as the liaison for the community, as you mentioned, and the trust we have to have in our staff is huge, and the team we have is, you know, nothing short of incredible and trustworthy. Mm-hmm. So it's just that balancing act between keeping good foresight, good oversight, but also, you know, trusting our staff to handle situations as they have, and since I've been on the board, we've proved to have incredible results with that. And you know, following that and instead of the micromanaging is important.
Yeah. Well, and most of our community don't have education degrees. Like I'm talking about residents. Mm-hmm. So if you don't understand it, they're not going to understand it. Mm-hmm. And so it's really great that you can be that like liaison to kind of explain what the different educational policies and things are.
Yeah, precisely.
Brady, challenge. Have you had any challenges as being a board member? I mean, Lauren talked about kind of the role, but what challenges have you had as a board member? Can you share something that...
Yeah, you know, related specifically to the job of a board member, it is hard. You know, you run a whole campaign, meeting people, listening to them, and a lot of people, either they want change, you know, maybe the district's in a downturn, or, they want to keep the progress going, but it's important to be clear about the role and that we are here to oversee, not directly handle certain concerns, you know.
There's and a that chain of command.
There is. Mm-hmm. The chain of command is huge, and establishing that and is important because people want you to, you know, tell you something. They had an incident maybe with their child, and they want you to go into the buildings and handle it, but that it sets a difficult precedent there where, again, we have to trust our staff to be able to handle those. So as a board member, hearing those and saying, listen, we have incredible staff that are going to handle that and are going to take care and get back to you. And as a board member, following up, making sure that person is using the right chain of command and addressing the right person with their concern.
Mm-hmm. Yep, perfect. And we talk about that a lot. I mean, because you are the eyes and ears sometimes of the community, so you hear things that you share with me, and we make sure it goes down to like the teacher or the building principal or whatever administrator can maybe solve their problem or look into the situation.
For sure.
So I do appreciate that. The question that I am asking all of the board members, or not all the board members, all of my guests this year is, tell me your favorite thing about Washington Local. Mm-hmm. So I've asked everybody as we end the podcast, give me your favorite thing. So can you come up with something? Just one. That's the problem. You probably come up with a lot. So share a favorite thing about Washington Local.
Yeah, I can start.
Go ahead.
So as I was just thinking about this, because I've listened to the podcast, so I know you always end here. Really what just came to mind and dropped in my heart was just how we truly are one big family. And, you know, I talked about how I'm a third generation graduate. Well, now, you know, we have four generations in the school district. So I have multiple nieces and nephews just littered throughout the district. I think I have about seven. I could be missing somebody. Hopefully none of my family members are listening right now. Don't get me in trouble. But yeah, even my grandma and my grandfather, they met in Whitmer, or at Whitmer in 52, and then they married in 54. And then my twin brother and my older brother, we also met our spouses at Whitmer. And so, yeah, when you talk about just loving Washington local, I mean, that truly embodies, you know, my family and just what I've been immersed in since I was a little girl. So I would say that would be my favorite thing about Washington local is truly that we are one big family.
Thank you for sharing. That's an amazing story.
Yeah. And I'll echo that because I think the umbrella of everything we love about Washington local can be boiled down to our family element. You know, we're by no means the wealthiest district, but we have that family component that keeps people close, that keeps people here, that their experience in the district makes them want to send their kids here, makes them want to live here. And, you know, sometimes we've taken some blows in the past couple of years with tragedies, and those times are when I can see this community unite together, put all differences aside, say, you know, you're a fellow Panther, this is our family, we really take care of our own. You know, we can fight like siblings, really. I think that's the family analogy really works, but when it's time to come together, we come together like no other.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And we can talk about us, but you better not.
Yeah. That's right. Amen.
Well, I just want to thank you both for the work that you do and the support for, you know, not only me, but the district and our kids. And we are truly fortunate to have, again, an amazing board. So I just want to thank you for taking the time to be here today and appreciate your work. Thank you.
Thank you, Christy.
Thank you.
Thank you, KP.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Scoop with a Soup, where we discuss all things Washington local. Don't forget to subscribe and join us next time for more stories, updates, and voices from around the district. Until next time, go Panthers!